At this year's Rosary Bowl Northwest coming up on Saturday, October 1st, the entire community is coming together in prayer and worship. And at the event at Salem's Community Center, there will also be ministry tables with information about more ways for you to involve yourself in the life of the church. And one of those tables will be there to collect items for those in need. Joining me this morning is Karen Orton and her daughters Emma and Claire. They're from American Heritage Girls Troop, OR 1531. They are a troop out of St. Joseph's Church in Salem, and they're asking you to help them with special donations, and they are joining me today. Emma, Claire, and Karen, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Good to be here.
Yep. You're welcome.
Karen, I'd love to start with you. You know, as a mom, it's so important for us to be able to try to find great ways to encourage our daughters to just really be the most that God calls them to be. Tell us a little bit about why you chose American Heritage Girls as a way to involve your daughters, Emma and Claire.
Well, initially, it was because we had started homeschooling and I was looking for something where they could be around other girls and have friends outside of what we were doing at home. And then once they were in the program, I found that it was just unbelievably rich in activities and opportunities for growth. It's a young troop, and so it hasn't realized its full potential, but it will. And there is a leadership component, a service component, a spirituality component, along with all of the fun that they have and the badges that they can earn, which the badges themselves have a very rich, diverse array of activities and interests that could serve any girl in multiple ways. And so it was just initially a very simple, well, where can they have friends? And then I am just so impressed with how rich it is and how much it can provide to the girls who participate. So I find it to be a wonderful program.
Karen, since this troop is associated with St. Joseph's Catholic Church there in Salem, is there also a way during these troop meetings and gatherings that they're able to practice their Catholic faith?
Yes, every meeting is opened and closed with a prayer, and then the program has a specific faith component in which there is an entire booklet that we go through throughout the year as part of the requirements for each level that they're in. So there is a spiritual component to each meeting.
Oh, I think that's absolutely perfect and so needed. Well, Emma, at 11 years old, boy, it's fun to be able to see your friends again. What do you find that you like the most about going to the meetings with American Heritage Girls?
What I find best about it is I get to be with old friends, make new friends, and be a participant with activities and stuff to earn badges, and it's just a lot of fun.
Emma, so sometimes for younger people, it can be a little difficult to, you know, put yourself out there to meet new people. Is there a way that American Heritage Girls in your troop meetings that makes it a little bit easier for new people to meet each other and to learn each other's names?
Yes. We play this game called Icebreakers. Everybody says their name and something they like. Person in the middle, they say whatever they like in their name, and then whoever's wearing that or likes that has to move to different chairs, and whoever's the last one standing stays in the middle, and so on.
So not only do you get to learn everybody's name, but you also get to learn a little bit something about them. I think that's great. I think that it's important to learn and meet new people, and especially to be able to have this troop as part of St. Joseph. Well, it also just bolsters our Catholic faith. Claire is 10 years old, and she's joining us also. She's Emma's sister. Claire, thanks for talking to me today. So some of the things that you get to do as part of this troop help you earn those badges that Emma was just talking about. What are some of the things that you do in order to get the badges that you earn?
Well, we do hike for certain badges. We did one not too long ago, and it was very fun. It was kind of long, but it was
it was fun, and we saw a lot of animals, heard a lot of things, and a lot of nature sounds.
To be able to be out in God's creation and then also to earn your badges, those are some of the great things that young ladies can do and join in at American Heritage Girls Troop. Joining me today is Emma Claire and their mom, Karen, because they are part of a new troop that is formed at St. Joseph's Church in Salem. Well, Karen, you, along with your daughters and others with American Heritage Girls, you will be at the Rosary Bowl this year, happening this Saturday. Tell our listeners a little bit about what they're going to find at your booth, but more importantly, what you're asking them to bring.
Yes, as one of the components of the American Heritage Girls program, each troop is asked to do service projects. And for our first service project this year, we are having girls come and be at a booth where we are collecting diapers for the Salem Right to Life Education Foundation. And so this diaper drive will assist mothers in need in the Salem area. And we are hoping that people who can attend the Rosary Bowl will bring diapers of any size, any brand. All donations are welcome. More common that size 3 and 4 diapers are needed.
Okay.
But any packages of diapers are welcome and appreciated. So we will have the girls there. You can find us in the vendor area collecting those diapers.
Well, Karen, what a wonderful way to help young girls, well, you know, who are with American Heritage Girls Troop, to be able to understand and know what that kind of service project is, to be able to collect those things, and then more importantly, to be able to give them to those in need. This American Heritage Girls Troop, OR 1531, will be at the 16th Annual Rosary Bowl on October 1st, collecting diapers. They're asking all of the community who are coming to the event to please, if you can, bring a package of new disposable diapers with you. Karen, as we were preparing for our interview today, when I said, what is the name of your troop? And the number is 1531. Let our listeners know why the troop chose that number at St. Joe's.
Yes, American Heritage Girls doesn't have you choose a name for your troop. Instead, you choose a number. And so there was some discussion back and forth about what would be a meaningful number for our troop. And we chose 1531 because that's the year that Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to St. Juan Diego and we received her message and the miraculous Tilma.
How wonderful to have and honor Our Lady as the mentor of this American Heritage Girls Troop. And then, Karen, lastly, before we go today, for those who are coming, perhaps they have a young girl in the Salem area, would they also be able to find out information about how they can join this troop?
Yes, we will have girls there on hand all day. So if anybody want to ask the girls to participate what it's like to be an American Heritage Girl and what they can learn and how they can grow, we'll have people on hand all day and we can give information about how to sign up and how to contact us.
Well, fantastic. Emma, are you looking forward to this weekend's event?
Yes, I am.
All perfect. And Claire, have you picked out a rosary that you're going to take with you so you can pray at the Rosary Bowl?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like girls are ready to do their part this weekend. Karen, thank you so much for your time today. Emma and Claire, we look forward to seeing you at the American Heritage Girls Troop booth.
Thank you.
And again, that is Karen Orton and her daughters, Emma and Claire. You will be able to meet them at the 16th Annual Rosary Bowl Northwest. It is coming up this Saturday. It's going to be from 9 to 3 p.m. at the East Salem Community Center. Again, they are asking the community to join them by bringing disposable diapers to their booth if possible, and we'll say hello to Karen, Emma, and Claire. You will also be able to find out more information about the Rosary Bowl. Just follow the link on the podcast of this interview, materdayradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.